الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد continue our discussion with regards to the narration of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى ترجعوا إلى دينكم until you return back to your religion until you return back to your deen. And we have seen a number of affairs with regards to this topic and this issue. We have come now to the discussion about the dangers of sin and the foul effects of disobeying Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from those noble scholars of the Sunnah who have discussed this topic in much detail, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala and a number of his works. And from that is what we find here in his work at Da' wa Dawa', the disease and the cure. And he has a portion in this work where he discusses the issue of sins and the different types of sins and their effects on the heart and on the people. And likewise, the different punishments according to the different sins. So in this work he mentioned on page 98, Rahimahullah ta'ala, this subject specifically. And I summarize and paraphrase, he mentioned Rahimahullah ta'ala, فَمِمَّا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُعْلَمَ أَنَّ الذُّنُوبَ تَضُرُّ وَلَا بُدَّ وَأَنَّ ضَرَرَهَا فِي الْقُلُوبِ كَضَرَرِ السُّمُومِ فِي الْأَبْدَانِ عَلَى اخْتِلَافِ دَرَجَاتِهَا فِي الضَّرَرِ. He says, Rahimahullah ta'ala, that which is incumbent to know that the sins, they will bring harm and no doubt. They will bring harm and it's a must. There's no way out from this. The sins, they are harmful and they bring harm, no doubt. And the harm that the sins bring to the hearts is like the harm that the poison brings to the bodies. So therefore the sins, they're like poison. Poison in the heart and poison for the soul. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. He says, and this is in accordance to the different levels of those sins. Determine the different levels of the harm. Some poisons are more severe and more harsh on the body and more deadly, and likewise some sins as well, they're more severe and they have a greater effect on the heart. And then he mentioned Rahimahullah ta'ala, وَهَلْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ شَرٌّ وَالدَّاءٌ إِلَّا وَسَبَبُهُ الذُّنُوبُ وَالْمَعَاصِي. Is there any evil and disease that's found in this life and the hereafter, except that the reason for that are sins and disobedience? And he asking a question, but to affirm, no doubt, all of the evil and the calamities and diseases that befall the people in this life and the hereafter, it's because of the sins and the actions of disobedience. And then he went on to emphasize this affair. He mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, what was the cause that What was the reason that caused the parents to be kicked out of the paradise and to be expelled from the Jannah and from the delight? And what was the reason that Adam and Hawa, they were taken out of the Jannah and they were taken out of the abode of peace and happiness and joy and delight, and they were sent down to the abode of hardship and worry and grief and difficulty? And likewise, what was it that had lowered Iblis? Nothing except for disobedience. And what was it that caused Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to drown the earth and to wipe out all of the people and to only save a few, those who boarded the ship with Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam? It was all because of sins. And he goes on to mention likewise with Ad. They're destroyed by the wind. Allah sent the wind upon them and destroyed them all at one time because of their sins. And likewise Thamud. And also the people of Shu'ayb. And also Fir'aun, he was drowned in his army. They were defeated and humiliated. All because of their sins. All because of their sins. And he mentioned a number of affairs with regards to this, and likewise a number of narrations. And we just read a few narrations before beginning the issue at hand. And he mentions a narration which is connected by Abu Dawud and Al-Imam Ahmed, rahimahum Allah. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَنْ يَهْدِكَ النَّاسُ حَتَّى يُعْذِرُوا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. That the people will not be destroyed حَتَّى يُعْذِرُوا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Yani the people will not be destroyed until they commit so much sin and they transgress the limits in a great manner, they have set an excuse forward for themselves to be punished. And this is what the narration means, that the people will not be completely destroyed until the time comes whenever they have violated the limits and transgressed the boundaries to an extent that they have no excuse, meaning they have been warned and they know. And then on top of that, they violated the rights. So therefore, the fact that they receive a painful punishment and a disgrace and humiliation is viable and just. And they have no excuse. Rather, they have given the one who punishes them an excuse. Rather, they have given the one who has punished them an excuse. Also in the Musnad by Imam Ahmed, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, the hadith of Umm Salamata رضي الله عنها, that she heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, إذا ظهرت المعاصي إذا ظهرت المعاصي في أمتي عمهم الله بعذاب من عنده, that if disobedience becomes apparent and widespread in my ummah, then Allah will encompass all of them with punishment. Then Allah will encompass all of them with a punishment. فقلت يا رسول الله أما فيهم يومئذ أناس صالحون. So she said, رضي الله عنها, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, are there no righteous people amongst mankind on that day? And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بدا. He said, of course. He said, of course. قالت رضي الله عنها فكيف يصنع بها أولئك. So she said, what will happen to them? What would happen to them? And if that's the case, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he's saying, إذا ظهرت المعاصي في أمتي عمهم الله بعذاب من عندي. That if the disobedience becomes widespread in the ummah, then Allah will encompass all of them with a punishment. Then Allah will encompass all of them. They will all receive a punishment. All of them, the good and the evil. She says, there's no righteous people amongst them in that day? Of course there are. Of course there are. So she says, what's going to happen to them? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يصيبهم ما أصاب الناس ثم يسيرون إلى مغفرة من الله ورضوان. He said that was going to afflict them. What afflicts the people will afflict them. And what befalls the people will befall them likewise. Meaning they will taste that punishment. Just as the people are afflicted with that punishment. And then afterwards they will go to forgiveness from Allah and His pleasure. Forgiveness from Allah and His pleasure. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned this narration in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Al-Anfal, اتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصًا, that you must fear a fitna, fear a trial that does not only befall those who do wrong amongst you only, and specifically. Meaning it will come a time whenever there's a fitna so widespread that all of the people will be touched by it. That all of the people, they will be touched by it, they will be affected by it. There are many other narrations likewise, clarifying that from the reason that this occurs is that the people will witness evil amongst them and they will not forbid the evil. And they will witness amongst themselves people falling short in performing the obligations and establishing the commandments, and they will not order them with the good. Rather, they'll leave them on their way. They'll leave them on their way and having shortcomings and falling into deficiency with regards to establishing the obligations and blatantly and openly perpetrating and committing the prohibitions. And no one will prohibit them or stop them. No one will advise them or direct them. This is from the greatest reasons why this encompassing punishment will befall the believers. So here this narration has been authenticated by a number of scholars, and from them Ahmed Shakir rahimahullah ta'ala and his summarized version of Tafsir Ibn Kathir. So this is the case. There is a punishment that's going to come that's going to affect all of the people, the righteous and the wicked. Then after this, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he mentioned more narrations. Some of them are authentic and some of them are weak, and some of them we have discussed. He mentioned the narration of the fact that the nations, they're all going to call against the ummah. They're all going to call against the believers, like those who are partaking in a dish, they call one another to partake in that dish. The narration that we have begun our discussion with. He mentioned this narration here likewise as an evidence for the safir, any of the ill effects of the sins. He mentioned many benefits with regards to this, but we go to the portion now on page 163. And this was the intent for discussing this particular issue. And it's the issue of al-ghayrah. The issue of al-ghayrah. And he mentions here faslun, any a chapter that's related to this topic. He says, وَمِنْ عُقُوبَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ, and from the punishments of the sins. And from the punishments of the sins, أَنَّهَا تُطْفِئُ مِنَ الْقَلْبِ نَارَ الْغَيْرَةِ نَارَ الْغَيْرَةِ أَلَّتِي هِيَ لِحَيَاتِهِ وَصَلَاحِهِ كَحَرَارَةِ الْغَرِيزِيَّةِ لِحَيَاتِ جَمِيعِ الْبَدَنِ. and from the punishments of the sins, and from the outcome, the fell outcome of the punishments that come about because of the sins, is that these sins, they put out the fire of ghayra in the heart. They put it out, the fire, the heat of the ghayra in the heart, and which is the life of the heart, and the means of rectification for the heart. The ghayra in the heart, he's saying it's the life of the heart, and the means for rectification of the heart, and it has heat. This type of feeling, this is also from the levels, and the stages of worship, and from the meanings of إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, to have غَيْرَ, that the, from the worship of the heart, that the heart would have غَيْرَ, for the sake of Allah, honor and respect and reverence and high love, a great sense of love and respect for Allah and for His deen. For Allah and for His deen, and likewise for one's own self and one's own family and those under one's care, likewise, and for the believers in general. So this ghayra and this worship of the heart, this condition and this state of the heart, it has heat with it. It's a type of heat, a person who become angry and upset for the sake of Allah, and it's checked and kept in line with the reins of the legislation, is from the greatest actions of worship, rather from the foundation of the deen. So he's saying that since they put out this heat, they put out this ghayra, which is the life of the heart, and likewise the means of rectification for the heart, just as the natural heat that's in the body is the life for the whole body. We know that sometimes whenever the person, he becomes sick, many times he'll become cold. Or even whenever he dies, what happens to the body? The heat goes away. There's an amount of heat that's in the body that's a means for life. Whenever the body is at the proper temperature, then the body is alive and well. But if that temperature drops, another person, he becomes sick. Also, if the temperature goes too high, a person, he becomes sick. It has to be moderate. There's a proper and a good way for the body to be healthy. Likewise, the ghayra in the heart, the ghayra, this heat in the heart, this love and reverence and respect and honor that is in the heart of a believer, as well, it has to be checked by the reins of the legislation. If it weakens, it becomes too cold, then the person, he will have no shame. He will have no honor. He will become lowly and despicable in his manners and his conduct and his deeds, and he will not have any concern or care for the legislation or the deen of Allah, or what the people say about him or think about him or his family, and the likes like this, until the extent that a person can even begin to expose his own ills and his own shortcomings, and bragging about that. Likewise, if the ghayra is not checked as well, it becomes too hot, it could cause a person to transgress the limits and to go into extremism and to violate the rights unlawfully as well. So it has to be checked by the legislation. So this issue here now, we're talking about the ghayra. So he says, فَالْغَيْرَةُ حَرَارَتُهُ وَنَارُهُ أَلَّتِي تُقْرِجُ مَا فِيهِ مِنْ الْخَبَثِ وَالصِّفَاتِ الْمَذْمُومَ كَمَا يُقْرِجُ الْكِيرُ خَبَثَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْحَدِيدِ. So the ghayra in the heart, this sense of honor and respect and love, and also it has the meaning of jealousy, the jealousy that is based upon as well honor and respect and love and reverence. It's heat and it's fire. It brings out all of the filth and all of the blameworthy traits, just as the bellows, they bring out the filth that is found in the gold and the silver and in the iron. And the one who was working in the blacksmith and the bellows, and the one who was working with these precious ores, many times in the beginning, these ores, they will be mixed. The gold or the silver or the iron, it will be impure. There will be impurities in there. And the means for it to become purified, they'll put it in the heat. They'll put it in the heat and they'll burn it at a proper temperature until those impurities leave entirely. And that which remains is the pure state of that element, the pure state of the gold. The gold in its purest and most beautiful form, its purest and most beautiful and beneficial, valuable form. And likewise, the silver and the iron, it will be strong and it will be valuable and it will be beneficial. So he's saying likewise, this ghayra in the heart, whenever it's proper, it will burn away all of the filth. All of the filth in the heart, it will burn it away and it will get rid of it. All those lowly traits and all those despicable manners, creeds and ideas and beliefs and desires, the ghayra in the heart, whenever it is cultivated properly, it will burn that all away. This word al-ghayra is from those words that have in reality a number of meanings. from those words in the Arabic language that are very rich, and they have a number of meanings. We all know Dr. Muhsin Khan, the one who had great efforts in translating the Noble Quran, along with Sheikh Taqiyuddin al-Hilali, rahimahumallahu ta'ala. They have the most reliable and correct translation of the Noble Quran. And also Dr. Muhsin Khan, he translated as well Sahih Bukhari. And in his translation of Sahih Bukhari, he has an index. He has an index with many Arabic words that are found in the narrations. Many Arabic words that are found in the narrations found in Sahih Bukhari, and then he will also translate them and mention a brief definition. He has mentioned this word al-ghayra in this index. He mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, this word covers a wide range of meanings. This word al-ghayra, it covers a wide range of meanings. It says jealousy as regards to women. And a person, he will be jealous over his women, meaning he will not allow any man to look at them or talk to them unlawfully. This is something that will burn in his heart, and he will not allow it. He will burn in his heart, and he will not allow it. And likewise, between the women, the ghayra that will come up for a woman for her husband as well. A woman for her husband as well. This is called ghayra. So this is a type of jealousy. But we will find out, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, that the ghayra, there is an aspect that is mamduha, mahmuda, and there's an aspect that is mathmuma. There's an aspect that is praiseworthy, and there's an aspect that is blameworthy. So the aspect that is praiseworthy, this is what we're discussing here. So just to understand this word, this is from the meaning of that, jealousy. But when it's proper, it's a jealousy that's coupled with a sense of self-respect and honor and reverence. A self-respect and honor and reverence. So a person who have this type of jealousy for his deen, for his Lord, for his Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the sunnah, he will have this reverence and jealousy. And he will have this love and self-honor. And he will not be pleased when people disrespect or speak ill of any of these affairs. And he would have the same reverence and this self-respect and jealousy for his own soul and his own reputation. And his own reputation. And likewise for his family and those under his care. And likewise for the believers in general. He would have ghayra for them. He would have love for them. It's truthfully stemming from love. A great love for Allah, a great love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a great love for the believer. He will never be happy or pleased that any aspect of the religion or any true believer will be disrespected or dishonored at all. This will hurt him. This will bother him. This will hurt his heart. This will bother his heart. He will not like that. He will not like that. But again, it has to be checked by the legislation. It has to be checked by the legislation. So he says also, rahimahullah, and also it is a feeling of a great fury and anger when one's honor and prestige is injured or challenged. When one's honor or prestige is injured or challenged. And yeah, a great sense of fury out of protect for one's own honor and one's prestige whenever it's injured or even challenged. Whenever it's injured or even challenged. So this is what he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala. Likewise, whenever we look into the dictionaries, we find that they say jealousy and zeal and fervor and earnest concern, a vigilant care, a sense of honor and self-respect. All of this is understood in this word here. All of this is understood in this word here. And this is a level from the levels of the deen. And this is from a stage that the heart reaches in perfecting the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And perfecting the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. So just like, for example, al-mahabba, love, is a worship of the heart. And also hope, al-raja, is a worship of the heart. Al-khawf, fear, is a worship of the heart. Al-raghba and al-rahba, and al-khushu' wal-khashya. These are all worships of the heart. These are all worships of the heart. Likewise, al-sabr, wal-ridha, with taslim, all of these are worships of the heart. From those actions of worship of the heart, al-ghayra, this issue that we're discussing now. This is from the actions of the heart, that whenever the heart is sound and whenever the heart is clean, it will be there. It will be in the heart, and the heart will move with ghayra for the sake of Allah. The heart will move with ghayra for the sake of Allah. So Ibn Qayyim, he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَأَشْرَفُ النَّاسِ وَعَلَاهُمْ هِمَّةً أَشَدُّهُمْ غَيْرَةً عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَخَاصَتِهِ وَعُمُمِ النَّاسِ. And he says, and the most noble of mankind, and those who have the most highest concerns and ambitions, is the one who has the most ghayrah for himself, and for those specifically from his family, and for the people in general. and for the people in general. And so this is something that brings honor to a person. This issue of al-ghayra, this is a portion of the deen. This is a reality about istiqama. This is the reality of being steadfast upon the straight path. This is the reality of al-Islam, that the heart, it will have ghayra. It will have love and respect and honor and an earnest care and concern and a jealousy for the religion and a jealousy for the deen and a jealousy for oneself, that he would fall into these lowly affairs or these shameful and despicable affairs, that he would be seen in this manner like this or known for the likes of this, and also those under his care. Also those under his care, and like he's mentioning here, in general as well for the believers. Generally as well for the believers. So he says, rahimahullah, وَلِهَذَا كَانَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَغْيَرَ الْخَلْقِ عَلَى الْأُمَّةِ وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ أَشَدُّ غَيْرَةً مِنْهُ. And because of this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from all of the creation, he has the most ghayra for the ummah. And Allah azza wa jal, he has more ghayra than him. And so this is an attribute of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether he has the peak of that from the people. And greater than that is the ghayra that Allah azza wa jal, he has. And this is also from the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we affirm that for Allah azza wa jal in a manner befitting his majesty. We do not liken it to anything from the creation. It's not like the ghayra of the creation, it's not in the same manner. So the ghayra of Allah azza wa jal is like the love of Allah and the pleasure of Allah and the anger of Allah. All of these are attributes that we affirm for Allah azza wa jal in a manner befitting his majesty. We do not distort or change the meaning or deny them. Rather, we affirm them in a manner befitting his majesty, and we do not liken them to the creation. We do not liken them to the creation, but we do not deny them likewise, because Allah, he has affirmed that for himself, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has affirmed that for himself. So Ibn Qayyim, he says, كَمَا ثَبَتَ فِي الصَّحِيحِ عَنْهُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is just as has been affirmed in the authentic narrations from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, referring to the hadith of Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiyallahu anhu, which is in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Annahu qala ata'jabuna min ghayrati Sa'd, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, are you amazed at the ghayra of Sa'd? La ana aghyaru minhu wallahu aghyaru minni. Are you all amazed now at the ghayra, at this jealousy and reverence and self-respect and honor that Sa'd has? He said, wallahi, I have more ghayra than him, and Allah, he has more ghayra than me. And Allah, he has more ghayra than me. This narration, it has a story. And Al-Mughira radiallahu anhu, he mentions that they were talking about affairs, rulings. What would happen if a person, he came and he found a man with his wife? And Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu, he has much ghayra and honor and self-respect. He was known for this. He said, لَوْ رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا مَعْ امْرَأَتِي لَدَرَّبْتُهُ بِالسَّيْفِ غَيْرَ مُسْفِحٍ غَيْرَ مُسْفِحٍ. When they're discussing this, he said, if I found a man with my woman, I'll strike him with the sword, not with the side of it. غَيْرَ مُسْفِحٍ, yani not with the side of it, meaning that sometimes they would turn their sword sideways and hit somebody with the wide part to discipline him. He said, that's called musfih. He'll be yukun musfihan. And he would turn his sword sideways and hit him with the flat part, which would not kill anyone. It would just discipline them. He said, if I seen a man with my woman, then I will strike him with my sword, not with the side of it. Meaning I will kill him. I will kill him. I will not hesitate. Everybody at this time, they became very, oh, subhanAllah, he's serious. He's serious and he's got ghayra. He's very serious. He's hot about this affair. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned this statement that the author here, he is referring to. أَتَعْجَبُونَ مِنْ غَيْرَةِ سَعْدِ. Are you all amazed at the ghayra of Sa'd? لَأَنَا أَغْيَرُ مِنْهُ. I have more ghayra than him. وَاللَّهُ أَغْيَرُ مِنِّي. And Allah, he has more ghayra than me. More ghayra than me. And then he said, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَفِي الصَّحِيحِ أَيْضًا وَفِي الصَّحِيحِ أَيْضًا عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ قَالَ فِي خُطْبَةِ الْكُسُوفِ يا أمة محمد ما أحد أغير من الله أن يزني عبده أو تزني أمته. Also he says as well in الصحيح, which again is in البخاري and Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave the sermon whenever there was an eclipse. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in the sermon for the eclipse, O Ummah of Muhammad, there is no one who has more ghayra than Allah. That his slave would commit fornication, or that his slave woman will commit fornication. And there's no one that has more ghayra than Allah. This is something that will earn the anger of Allah. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will become very angry with regards to this affair. And this is something that is not allowed. This is clarifying this affair, that this is something that is very dangerous, that one of the slaves of Allah will commit fornication. That one of the slaves of Allah will commit fornication. He says, وَفِي الصَّحِيحِ أَيْضًا, another narration also, which is in Bukhari and Muslim as well. لَا أَحَدَ أَذْيَرُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَجْرِ ذَلِكَ حَرَّمَ الْفَوَاحِشِ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ, that there is no one that has more ghayra than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this reason, he has made al-fawahish, all actions and statements of indecency and lowliness, he has made that to be forbidden, that which is apparent from that and that which is hidden. And the fawahish are the filthy and the lowly sins from that fornication and other than that as well, from those hideous and those great crimes. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that no one has more ghayra than Allah. And for this reason, he has forbade the fawahish, that which is apparent and that which is hidden, and that which is done openly and that which is done in private. وَلَا أَحَدَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ الْعُذْرُ مِنَ اللَّهِ, the excuse is not more beloved to anyone more than Allah. Meaning that Allah azza wa jalla, he loves likewise that the people would excuse themselves. That the people will excuse themselves, meaning that they will repent. مِنْ أَجْرِ ذَلِكَ أَرْسَلَ أَرُسُلَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ, for this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal, he has sent the messengers as givers of glad tidings and warners. وَلَا أَحَدَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ الْمَدْحُ مِنَ اللَّهِ, and no one loves praise more than Allah. مِنْ أَجْرِ ذَلِكَ أَثْنَى عَلَى نَفْسِهِ, مِنْ أَجْرِ ذَلِكَ أَثْنَى عَلَى نَفْسِهِ, and for this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal, he has praised himself. And for this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal, he has praised himself. So now the author, he's going to mention some benefits with regards to this affair, the issue of al-ghayra and how it must be in moderation. So he says, فَجَمَعَ فِي هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ بَيْنَ الْغَيْرَةِ أَلَّتِي أَصْلُهَا كَرَاهَةُ الْقَبَائِحِ وَبُغْضُهَا وَمَحَبَّةِ الْعُذْرِ الَّذِي يُجِبُ كَمَالَ الْعَدْلِ وَرَحْمَةِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. So in this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about Allah that it is gathered between al-ghayra, which the fundamental principle with regards to this is dislike all of the foul and disgusting statements and actions, and to despise them, and to love the excuse, and even the one who presents an excuse, the one who apologizes, the one who presents an excuse for the reason why he fell into the likes of these affairs. And this right here necessitates the perfect and complete justice and mercy and goodness. And these are from the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are from the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, that he has made these affairs haram and they're not permissible. And these issues, whenever they're violated, they anger Allah Azza wa Jal. They anger Allah whenever the people, they perpetrate the prohibitions and they violate the commandments and fall short in fulfilling the obligations, or they violate and perpetrate the prohibitions and they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that angers Allah Azza wa Jal. There's no one that has more ghayra than Allah Azza wa Jal. This is something, whenever his rights are violated, whenever his sacred rights are violated, this is something that angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, Allah, from his mercy and from his justice as well, he loves to pardon the people and to forgive them whenever they turn to him in repentance. Whenever they turn to him in repentance. And this is the peak of justice and of mercy and of goodness. So this is the point here. So he says, وَأَنَّهُ سُبْحَانُهُ مَعَ شِدَّةِ غَيْرَتِهِ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَعْتَذِرَ إِلَيْهِ عَبْدُهُ. So here we see that along with the extreme غَيْرَ that Allah he has in this manner befitting his majesty, at the same time he loves that his slave will come to him with an excuse, and he's seeking forgiveness. وَيَقْبَلُ عُذْرَ مَنْ اَعْتَذَرَ إِلَيْهِ, and Allah Azza wa Jal, he will accept the excuse of those who present their excuse. And he meaning the one who repents to Allah, and he admits that he had fallen victim to his desires and to his whims, for example, and that he had fallen into sin because of his own weakness. And he admits the authority and the command of Allah over him, and the greatness of Allah, and the favor and the blessing of Allah over him. And then he begs Allah to forgive him. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, he will forgive them. And Allah, he loves this. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he loves this. Just as he hates for his rights to be violated and the limits of al-Islam to be disrespected, also he loves to pardon and to forgive those who come to him humbly repentant. So then he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَأَنَّهُ لَا يُؤَخِذُ عَبِيدَهُ بِارْتِكَابِ مَا يَغَارُ مِنْ ارْتِكَابِهِ حَتَّى يُعْذِرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. And that Allah Azza wa Jalla, likewise, He does not take His slaves into account for perpetrating that which makes Him angry until they have placed a reason for Him to do that. And again, the issue goes back to the one that he continues to violate until now he has given the one who's punished him an excuse. And he has himself no excuse. The person, he will continue upon a foul way until he runs out of excuses. And now the one who is going to punish him has the right and the reason and excuse to punish him. The right and the reason and the excuse to punish him. And this is the example that he's mentioning here, rahimahullah ta'ala. So Allah, He will not punish the people even if they perpetrate these things that anger Him, except until they have no excuse, until they have given Him the reason in this manner like this, until the people, they turn away blatantly, and they fall head first, engulfed and overwhelmed in disobedience with no concern. وَلِأَجْرِ ذَٰلِكَ أَرْسَلَ رُسُولَهُ وَأَنزَلَ كُتُبَهُ إِعْذَارًا وَإِنذَارًا. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has sent His messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and He has revealed His books as a means of warning and putting forth the excuse, and He establishing the proof against the people, establishing the proof and the evidence against the people, and a warning for mankind. So once the knowledge has reached and the people, they're aware, if they continue to delve into that which is forbidden and show no respect for those rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, He will punish them. He will punish them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. That you must know that Allah, He is severe in punishment, and that Allah, He is the most forgiving and merciful. So for those people who violate the rights of Allah, and they do not repent, and they do not show remorse, or they do not show care, they do not feel bad later after that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is severe in punishment. Those who meet Allah Azza wa Jalla with major sins, or with disbelief, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, or with shirk and paganism and polytheism, Allah, He is severe in punishment. Allah, He is severe in punishment. But as for those who maybe possibly fall into some of these affairs, maybe they fall into the worst of sins, or maybe they fall into the major crimes, maybe they fall into fahisha, but after that they remember Allah and they feel bad, and they repent and they have remorse, great remorse in their heart, and they feel sad and they feel shamed, and they repent to Allah and beg Him to forgive them, then this is something that Allah, He loves. And Allah, He will forgive them, and He's most merciful to those who take a path to His mercy in this manner. So Ibn Qayyim, he says, وَهَذَا غَايَةُ الْمَجْدِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَنِهَايَةُ الْكَمَالِ فَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّمَّنْ تَشْتَدُّ غَيْرَتُهُ مِنَ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ تَحْمِلُهُ شِدَّةُ الْغَيْرَةِ عَلَى سُرْعَةِ الْإِيقَاعِ وَالْعُقُوبَةِ مِنْ غَيْرِ إِعْذَارٍ مِّنْهُ وَمِنْ غَيْرِ قَبُولٍ بِعُذْرِ مَنْ اِعْتَذَرَ إِلَيْهِ. He said, and this is the epitome of majesty and of goodness and the peak of perfection. And this is because many people, whenever their ghayra becomes riled up, yani from the creation, whenever their sense of honor and self-respect and that jealousy is stirred up in their hearts, it will carry them to hasten to act. It will carry them to hasten to act and to punish a person without getting any warning, or without asking for any excuse, or even sometimes without even accepting the excuse of those who make an excuse. Without even accepting the excuse of those who make an excuse. He says, بَلْ يَكُونُ لَهُ فِي نَفْسِ الْأَمْرِ عُذْرٌ. And he would not accept those excuses, but at the same time, the person, he has an excuse. So he's mentioning here the blame, or the aspect of ghayra, that the people, maybe they fall in. That sometimes if he doesn't check his sense of jealousy and his anger and his fury, that even if initially it's lawful for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, it could carry him to violate the rights. It could carry him to strike somebody or to punish them, and they do not necessarily deserve a punishment, or to not accept their excuse, or even ask them if they have an excuse or a reason why they did such and such, whether he'll take a ruling and judge against them and maybe punish them or harm them or have bad thoughts about them and the likes like this. And in reality, shaitan has caused him to transgress the limits with regards to this love, transgress the limits with regards to this honor and this jealousy. And maybe that person even, he had an excuse. And maybe that person even, he had an excuse. وَلَا تَدَعُوا شِدَّةُ الْغَيْرَةِ أَنْ يَقْبَلْ عُذْرَهُ. And likewise, if the ghayra becomes too high and it exceeds the boundaries, he will not accept the excuses of those who have an excuse. He will not accept the excuse of those who have an excuse. And he says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّمَّنْ يَقْبَلُ الْمَعَاذِيرُ يَحْمِلُهُ عَلَى قَبُولِهَا قِلَّةُ الْغَيْرَةِ حَتَّى يَتَوَسَّعَ فِي طُرُقِ الْمَعَاذِيرُ. يرى عذرا ما ليس بعذر حتى يعذر كثيرا منهم بالقدر. And he says, now, and on the other hand, some people, they will accept all of the excuses. And the reason why he's accepting people's excuses left and right and easily is because he has little ghayra. He has little self-respect and little honor. And he is not proper. He's weak in this manner. And therefore, he will even go to the extent and is just accepting the excuses left and right and from everyone. And many times he will find an excuse from somebody and it's not really an excuse. And it's not really an excuse. And حتى يعذر كثير منهم بالقدر, until even some of them, they'll make an excuse for somebody because of the decree of Allah, which is falsehood, and in falling into sin. So what he's referring to now is that the issue of غيرة, there's an aspect that is praiseworthy, and it's a moderate path. And there's an aspect likewise that is blameworthy, going beyond the limits. And another aspect that is blameworthy, and it is being too weak and being too lenient, not having enough غيرة. A person, if he does not have enough ghayra, he'll let people run over him and run over his family and take his rights and violate the rights and violate him and the likes like this. He'll have no sense of honor or self-respect. People will belittle him and speak ill to him and the likes like this, or wrong him or oppress him or take his money or take loans and then steal his money and not give it back and make an excuse and then do it again and again and just let people run over him like he's a pushover and he's weak. And then if they make an excuse, that's not even really an excuse. He's too weak to stand up for himself and to check the person. Rather, he'll do it again and again in the likes like this. So this is having little ghayra. The fire is almost out in his heart. He should have more self-respect for his own soul and for his own rights. And likewise for the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise for the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. On the other hand, maybe somebody has so much ghayra that he would become hot at one moment, and before even asking what happened or what's the reason for affair, he will take one to account. Maybe he will strike them or harm them or lash out at them, or even without asking for an excuse. Or even if they give an excuse, he will not accept it. He will not accept it. And he will not accept their excuse whatsoever because of the extreme ghayra that is not checked by the reins and the limits of the legislation. So therefore, the people of knowledge, they mentioned that the moderate ghayra, the one that is the life of the heart, is between the two. The one that whenever the rights are violated, the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal first and foremost are violated, the right of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is violated, this will rile him up. This will rile, whenever his own rights are violated, or whenever the rights of his family is violated, especially his women, it will rile him up. It will rile him up and he will become angry for the sake of Allah. And he will detest that. And he will handle that in a manner that is proper. He will not let people get over on him, but it will not carry him to transgress the limits or to violate the rights of others unlawfully. And likewise, those who present an excuse, he would accept their excuses whenever their excuse is clearly considerable. Those who have an excuse and they present the excuse, he will not let his ghayra cause him to overlook that or to disrespect that or not accept that. Rather, those who have an excuse, although he's hot about the situation, and he has a right to be hot, he has a right to be angry, he has a right to be upset about the issue, but then whenever the excuse comes, now he will accept that and calm down. He will accept that and calm down. Whether the excuse is clear, and if the person and he thought bad about them and he had no right, or even if possibly the person, he said, "That's right, I did that, astaghfirullah, I apologize, I took your right unlawfully, I did that to you, please forgive me." Then he would accept that likewise. خُذِ الْعَفْوُ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَعَارِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Pardon the people, show forgiveness. So a person, his ghayra will come up, and it will come up, but he will check that. He will check that. He will not let it cause him to transgress the limits. And likewise, he will not let that cause him to overpower the people or to belittle the people or to not accept their apologies whenever they apologize and to not forgive them whenever they genuinely seek forgiveness. And likewise, on the other hand as well, the praiseworthy ghayra would not allow him likewise to accept the excuses of everyone. Everyone who has an excuse left and right, he will not be weakened that. Rather, he may examine the situation and check to make sure that they're sincere or truthful. And if so, he would accept that. So he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, kullun minhuma ghayru mamduhin ala al-itlaq. Waqad sahha anna nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam annahu qala, inna min al-ghayrati ma yuhibbuha Allah wa minha ma yubghidhuha Allah. Falati yubghidhuha al-ghayratu fi ghayri ribatin. Wa dhakara al-hadith. So he says, rahimahullah, that these issues here, this ghayra here, is not praiseworthy. It's not unpraiseworthy in an absolute sense. And he, whether there is a moderate path. And he said it's been affirmed authentically on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he said that from the ghayra there is an aspect that Allah loves, and from it there is an aspect that Allah He detests. And then he says, and as for the aspect that Allah He detests, it's the ghayra without having suspicion and doubt. Then he, without having suspicion and doubt. And he mentioned the hadith. وَإِنَّمَا الْمَمْدُوحُ اِقْتِرَانُ الْغَيْرَةِ بِالْعُذْرِ فَيَغَارُ فِي مَحَلِ الْغَيْرَةِ وَيَعْذِرُ فِي مَوْضِعِ الْعُذْرِ وَمَنْ كَانَ هَكَذَا فَهُوَ الْمَمْدُوحُ حَقًّا. So he says that as for the one that is praiseworthy, the ghayra, this jealousy and love and self-respect and honor, this is the one that is coupled with accepting the excuse, that with accepting the apologies. And so therefore a person, he'll become angry and have this honor and reverence and sense of self-respect and the place that is required for that, and he will excuse people likewise and the places that's required to accept their excuses and apologies, to accept their excuses and apologies. This is the praiseworthy way. So we summarize now and we go to the next page. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, والمقصود أنه كلما اشتدت ملابسة الذنوب أخرجت من القلب الغيرة على نفسه وأهله وعموم الناس. So what is intended from all of this is that whenever a person becomes more involved in sins, then these sins, they will remove the غيرة from his heart for his own self and for his family and for the people in general. And he will not have this sense of respect or honor for himself. You will find him committing lowly actions. And exposing himself, getting involved in money that's haram, with no shame. Maybe in the beginning he has shame, he's hiding it. And then pretty soon, once the ghayra is stripped or weakens to the extent, he'll do it publicly. Or wearing garments or clothing and the likes like this, that expose himself or expose any the reality of that filth in his heart and acting in a manner. And a person, he'll have ghayra for himself. He would never want to be seen, for example, sitting in a place while they're drinking alcohol at the same time. He's sitting at a chair right here, and the chair across from him, they're drinking alcohol. The ghayra and self-respect and honor that he has for his own soul, his own reputation, his own dignity, he would not stand that. He could not allow that. He cannot allow just to sit there while these people are drinking alcohol right next to him. He will not be in that place in the first place. Then if he found himself there and he's seen that, he will get up and leave. And he will not stay there. He would not stay there. He would be too ashamed and shy that maybe one of his brothers will see him there. And then he would remember before, after that, SubhanAllah, Allah, He can see me wherever I'm at. So he'll be too ashamed and shy that he'll be seen in this filthy and lowly place, or to be in a place where they're playing music and they're dancing and women or men are mixed together, and there's women who are dressed foully and he's there hanging out with them. No business to take care of. He's not going in to buy something and leave. He's not going in there because he has some specific need and he's forced to go into this place for some reason. He has no excuse. He's there on his own will. He would not love that. Even if he had to go to some place from these foul and lowly places to take care of some business, for example, he would do it quickly and leave because of the ghayra in his heart and the self-respect and honor that he has for his own reputation, for his own dignity, that he would not want to be there in the first place, much less be seen there. He would not want to be there himself in the first place. Not want to be there, much less be seen there. Or the likes like this. We would not want to be riding in the car and listening to music, bobbing his head like this. Some people that do that, they have no shame. Bobbing their head with music blasting. And then whenever they pull up at the light and they look over and their brother's there, they feel shame. But Allah Azza wa Jalla, He can see them. Or riding in the car with weed. Some of them, whenever the ghayra becomes so weak, they'll come to the masjid smelling like weed. They have no ghayra. No ghayra that they can even just, no self or sense respect or honor for the masjid or for the deen of Allah. They just come in the masjid and stand in the rank like that with weed, just stanch. Weed smell, stanch. Like this, people can smell it. You can smell it 3-4 people down. When it's over, we know who it is, we go talk to him. Brother, you smell like weed. And it's because there's no ghayra here. There's no sense of self-respect and honor for his own soul. So much less no senses of honor and respect for the house of Allah, for the deen of Allah, for the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is what he's saying here. Whenever the sins, the more a person becomes engulfed in these sins, the more it these sins, they remove the ghayra from the heart, to where he doesn't have a sense of honor, a sense of self-respect. He doesn't have a sense of dignity. So if a person, he does not have that for himself, how could he have it for the deen of Allah? How could he have it for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How could he have it for the religion? How could he have it for the Quran, for the ayat of Allah azza wa jal? How could he have it for the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How could he have it for this ghayra, for the methodology of the salaf? It's not possible. He doesn't even have his own self-respect. He doesn't even respect his own soul. He has not even own his own dignity, that he cares about his own honor. So this is something that is very serious. And if this issue of ghayra, this issue of jealousy, that's checked properly, love and self-respect, yani this comes with faith. Whenever the faith is strong, the ghayra is strong. Whenever the Islam is upright, the ghayra in the heart is checked proper. If something goes one way or the other, he has a deficiency in his faith or in his Islam, his understanding, it may cause him to transgress the limits, or it may cause him to fall back and to be negligent. So he says, وَقَدْ تَضْعُفُ فِي الْقَلْبِ جِدًّا حَتَّى لَا يَسْتَقْبِحُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ الْقَبِيحِ لَا مِن نَفْسِهِ وَلَا مِن غَيْرِهِ وَإِذَا وَصَلَ إِلَى هَذَا الْحَدِّ فَقَدْ دَخَلَ فِي بَابِ الْحَلَاكِ. And it could weaken, the ghayra could weaken in the heart to the extent, it could weaken greatly in the heart to the extent that a person, he will not even find anything to be filthy. And that which is qabih, that which is disgusting, that which is lowly, that which is foul, that which is very shameful, he will not even find it to be shameful. He will not find any problem with it. Not from himself and not from others. He says whenever it reaches this level, then this person now, he has entered the doorway of destruction and failure. Rather, some of them, they'll go even further than this. They'll have lost their sense of ghayra to the extent that not only would it not bother them, but rather they will take pictures of themselves. They'll take pictures of themselves in videos, and then they won't suffice with that. They will spread it all over the world, on the internet and the left and the likes, all over the social media. A sister, she will lose the ghayra from her heart so much that she will wear makeup and walk around mutabarrija, leave her house mutabarrija, with makeup on her face. Makeup all over her face, smiling in the face of whoever comes to her. No shame and no shyness. And then worse than that, if it becomes worse and worse and worse, not only will she leave her house, whether she'll take pictures of herself like that, or videos of herself like that. And then she will spread it on the internet and spread it on social media of her own self. This is because of no ghayra. No ghayra. The author, he's going to mention that this ghayra here is the foundation of the deen. The one who has ghayra, he has deen. And the one who has no ghayra, he has no deen. And according to how much ghayra one he has in his heart will determine if how strong his deen is. Because it's a sense of love and honor and reverence that one he has for the deen of Allah first and foremost. So the one who truly knows the religion of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he strives to follow that, it will raise him. He will have ghayra, he will have honor and dignity and self-respect. Not in the manner of belittling others or looking down upon others, but he will not allow himself to stoop to the level of the low lives and to be in these foul and despicable places. He has more respect for himself than that, and more honor for his Lord than that. And the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will love it more. So the religion about Islam, when it's cultivated properly in this heart, this ghayra will make a man a man. It will make a man a man. He will have a rujula haqqan. He will have a rujula haqqan. He'll be a true man. He'll be a true man. And likewise, a woman. She'll be a true woman. A woman, a Muslima haqqan. She'll be a true Muslim, a true follower of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He'll be ashamed to fall short in his religion, to fall short in his obligations. She'll be ashamed to fall short in her obligations, to fall short in her deen. And even if one does fall short, and we all do, that ghayra likewise will carry them to repent. It will burn in their heart until they repent and they feel bad and they fix that and they become stronger after that. So there's some more benefits to speak about with regards to this, and inshallah we continue tomorrow in our class after Maghrib. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.